State lawmakers in Alabama are being extra careful these days about what they say and do. That's after federal investigators revealed they're looking into corruption there. At the center of all the trouble, bingo. From member station WBHM, Andrew Yeager reports.
It wasn't corruption that was on the mind of Alabama Senator Bobby Denton on a recent afternoon at the state capitol in Montgomery. Standing in the chamber, Denton was there to offer a musical invocation.
Give us this day our daily bread.
But beneath the surface, this place is awash with rumors, so much that Denton felt compelled to give a disclaimer, pointing out his prayer was scheduled months ago.
And is in no way in reflecting on current events.
Those current events have the Capitol abuzz. Alabama has been mired in a dispute over electronic bingo. Governor Bob Riley says the machines, with their flashing lights and quick play, are really slot machines, which are illegal in Alabama. This bill would allow a statewide vote on whether to authorize electronic bingo. State legislative leaders say FBI and U.S. attorneys officials told them in a meeting last week they have substantial evidence of corruption around the bingo bill. The ongoing federal investigation has lawmakers scared, almost paranoid.
We're all kind of whispering and wondering, you know, who are they talking about? What are they talking about?
That's Republican State Senator Jabbo Wagner. Another lawmaker says his secretary won't talk on the phone for fear it's bugged. Away from the Capitol, the Republican governor's task force has shut down or raided almost every bingo hall in Alabama. Since gambling support tends to come from Democrats, some, like Senator Zeb Little, wonder if this investigation is designed to stop the bill.
The timing of it smells of politics. Strategically, you know, if you were trying to kill the bill and could orchestrate that, then that's the kind of timing that you would use.
Little notes one of the federal prosecutors involved is under investigation for her role in the failed corruption case against former Alaska Senator Ted Stevens. Little believes mostly pro-gambling legislators are being targeted in this investigation. He questions if Republicans are pulling strings. Todd Stacey is a spokesman for the Republican governor.
I just think it's pretty silly. It's pretty far-fetched to think that the governor could initiate or influence an investigation from the FBI in Washington, D.C.
Pamela Busey is a former assistant U.S. attorney. She says it is unusual for the Justice Department to reveal an ongoing investigation. A Justice Department spokeswoman declined to comment for this story. However, Busey says much of what we know has come from legislators talking publicly, not from investigators.
We don't know who all they've talked to. I mean, the Department of Justice hadn't put out a list of who all they're talking to. So I don't think we can really draw any conclusions about who they're talking to and who they're not.
One person investigators have talked to is Republican State Senator Paul Sanford. He just contacted authorities about a phone call he received about a year ago from a gambling lobbyist. He claims the lobbyist offered $250,000 campaign contribution if he supported an electronic bingo bill. Sanford declined. Now, he believes the investigation is not just about bingo.
I think this could be much broader than that with other pieces of legislation.
In the meantime, Alabama lawmakers are left to consider a bingo bill, unsure of who is being watched and how closely. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Yeager in Birmingham.